radio.org.au.
You're listening to Bruce Downs, The Catholic Guy, on cradio.org.au. This program was originally recorded for ACC TV.
Wherever you are around the world today, it's great you can be here with us. Today, I'm going to be talking about encouraging with intention.
Everyone, in Acts 4, verse 34 to 37, it said this: everyone who owned land or houses would sell them and bring the money to the apostles. Then they would give the money to anyone who needed it. Joseph was one of the followers who had sold a piece of property and brought the money to the apostles. He was a Levite from Cyprus, and the apostles called him Barnabas, which means one who encourages others. Wouldn't you love to be that person? That's spoken about as that person just encourages people. The third quality of an encourager is this: they knows how to act in love toward another. They know how to act in love toward another. There was a guy named Scott Adams. He was the creator of the popular, you know, the Dilbert cartoons. And he tells this story of his beginnings, and I'll just read it from his story of when he became a cartoonist. He said, "You don't have to be a person of influence to be influential. In fact, the most influential people in my life probably are not even aware of the things they taught me. When I was trying to become a national cartoonist, I sent my portfolio to one cartoon editor after another and received one rejection after another rejection. One editor even called and suggested that I take art classes. Then Sarah Gillespie, an editor and one of the real experts in the field, called to offer me a contract as a cartoonist. At first, I didn't believe her. I asked if I'd have to change my style, get a partner, or learn how to draw, but she believed I was already good enough to be a national cartoonist. Her confidence in me completely changed my frame of reference and altered how I thought about my abilities. This may sound bizarre, but from that minute I got off the phone with her, I could draw better. You can see a marked improvement in the quality of the cartoons I drew after that conversation." See, encouragement when done properly has the effect of being transformative into the very fabric, substance, thinking, emotion, and practical aspect of who a person was. I've shared this before. When I was in my 1920, I lived with a group of young men for 18, 19 months. And on one night, they had this thing that they called an honouring. And we sat around it was my birthday. And we sat around, we had ice cream and cake. And then I remember the guy who was kind of leading the conversation, he said, "You can't say anything, Bruce." And he said, "But we're going to honour you now." And they all started up with, "I want to honour you, Bruce, because." And for 2 hours, they went around this circle, these other 13 guys. And they said things about me that I never knew about me, that I never knew I had that effect upon people. And I remember meeting the guy who organised it 2 weeks later. And he said to me, he said, "You've never been the same since that day." Encouragement changes the fabric and the direction of lives. And we need to be the most encouraged people. The most encouraged people to change people's lives. And another aspect, quality of an encourager is this. An encourager gets encouraged when the person they encouraged gets encouraged. Right? Gets encouraged when the person they encourage gets encouraged. I love it when I see someone that you say, "Gee, you're doing well. You can do more. Gee, you know, I'd love the improvement, the growth, the maturity, the way you serve, the way you notice, etc." I love it when you see people go, "Really?" And then they go and do it again. It excites me to see people transformed. In 1 Thessalonians 3:7, it says, "Therefore, brothers, in all our distresses and persecution, we were encouraged about you because of your faith." We need to be the people who encourage because of faith. Another quality of an encourager is aware of others' need for encouragement because it's deliberate. You listen, and you listen with different ears. When you become an encourager, you're listening with different ears. You're having a drink in the pub with someone and they say something and you go, "You're going to need encouragement. What can I do to encourage you?" You hear a phone conversation, you listen to a sharing, you're in a small group and you hear someone share something around the circle. You know? An encourager is aware of people's need for encouragement. They observe by things that are said, by the look in a person's face, by the body language of an individual. An encourager notices, but an encourager is deliberate and intentional. It's not accidental. Another quality of an encourager is this, is they have internal strength. Because to be honest with you, it takes strength to encourage. It takes strength to encourage. It's an internal quality within you. It's an internal quality within you. It's an internal quality within you to say hello, to say well done when no one else is saying well done. It takes an internal strength of character within you. Similar to that is number seven, which is this. A quality of encouraging is a person who lives with loneliness. The reason why it lives with loneliness is because you're not encouraging with the thought of, if I encourage you, you'll encourage me back. If I do this for you, that you'll do that for me. I don't expect you to do anything. I'm not walking around waiting for someone to say, well done, good job. An encourager is someone who's prepared to go it alone. An encourager, and to be honest with you, there's not a lot of encouragers around. There aren't. There's not a lot of encouragers around in the true sense of encouragement. We hear positive things, absolutely. But a true encourager whose life is about encouraging and building and transforming and changing people, there's not a lot of encouragers around. And so they're not saying, I'll encourage you if you encourage me. And the eighth quality of an encourager is this, is they don't seek praise. Matter of fact, they don't even seek thank you. They don't even seek thank you. They don't even seek it.
We all in our lives, from time to time, in our spiritual life that is, get to that place where we stop and we say to ourselves, what's next? What's the next place in terms of how we grow in our relationship with God? Sometimes that can be difficult. A recent study indicated that 70% of Christians indicated that they didn't feel that they were growing in their relationship with God, and many said that they didn't know what the next thing to be doing in their Christian life was. Well, we've set up this program called What's Next. What it is that every fortnight you'll receive teaching right into your email on a practical topic designed to help you apply the Christian life into your everyday life. It's enriching. It's encouraging, and as I say, it's practical. The way to receive it is to click on the addresses on the screen and fill out your details, and you'll receive it every fortnight, and you'll join the Catholic Guy What's Next family. And I pray that you'll be blessed tremendously. The Bible tells us that when we have needs, that we should gather people that we know in church, and we should ask them to pray for us. Well, sometimes finding people to pray for us can be difficult. So why don't you write to me on the addresses on your screen, and I and my prayer team, the people who pray for me, will join with you in asking God to be fantastic in your situation right now. We receive prayer requests from people all over the world. So why don't you send us your prayer requests so that we can pray for you? Well, if you couldn't get to church this week, or for some reason you just don't think you can go to church right now, and you would know the reason for that, I want you to know that there are people, just as we've heard, who will greet you with intention. Maybe not in every place, but in many places, in order that we could become the people that God wants us to be. Well, that's it. I'm Bruce Downs. You've been watching The Catholic Guy. We will see you next time. And remember, wherever you are around the world today, God is never far from you.
You've been listening to Bruce Downs, The Catholic Guy on cradio.org.au. To find out more about The Catholic Guy's discipleship program, visit whatsnext.thecatholicguy.tv. To send Bruce a prayer request, visit the contact section at thecatholicguy.tv. For more talks, interviews and shows, visit cradio.org.au.